This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is A Culture of Ethical AI by Johnny Kung, published by CIFAR, the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research, in March 2021. Here is a question worth sitting with before we get into the content. As of 2021, there were more than 160 publicly available declarations and guidelines on the ethics of artificial intelligence. 160. Published by governments, universities, international bodies, and industry associations. Comprehensive documents, many of them quite thoughtful, laying out principles like fairness, accountability, transparency, and human dignity. And yet, according to the researchers and ethicists gathered for the roundtable that generated this CIFAR report, almost none of those documents told a working AI researcher what they were actually supposed to do differently on Monday morning. That gap, between high-level principles and daily practice, is exactly what this reading is about. CIFAR, the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research, is a Toronto-based organization that funds and convenes some of the world's leading researchers across disciplines ranging from neuroscience to quantum information to AI in February 2021. CIFAR hosted a virtual roundtable that brought together AI research leaders, technology ethicists, governance experts, and organizational culture specialists. The goal was not to produce yet another principles document. The goal was to have a frank conversation about how to actually change the culture of AI research and development, how to make ethical thinking not a checkbox at the end of a project, but a reflex embedded throughout the work. The report that came out of that roundtable, written by Johnny Kung, is compact and direct. It identifies three things: the key insights from the conversation, the specific priorities and next steps the group identified, and a list of practical initiatives that are already working in the field. Let us walk through all three. Start with the diagnosis. The roundtable participants agreed that the existing landscape of AI ethics frameworks has a structural problem. Most of the 160-plus guidelines share a few characteristics. They tend to invoke the same high-level principles: democracy, privacy, human dignity, non-discrimination. They tend to be produced primarily by Western, and specifically European and North American, institutions. The report describes them plainly as largely Eurocentric. And critically, they tend not to provide the specific tools, policies, metrics, or enforcement mechanisms that would allow a practitioner to actually act on them. Knowing that your AI system should be fair is very different from knowing what to measure, how to audit for bias, how to weigh competing definitions of fairness, and what to do when your system fails on that dimension. The group also surfaced something subtler. The incentive structures that govern AI research do not currently reward ethical thinking. Graduate students and junior researchers are evaluated on publications, on benchmark performance, on novel contributions to technical capability. Ethics work does not typically get you a Nature paper or a spot at a top conference. Senior researchers are evaluated on grant funding, on citation counts, on the prestige of their institutional affiliations. None of those metrics capture whether a researcher thought carefully about the downstream impacts of their work before publishing it. In fact, the report notes that many researchers feel a degree of reluctance or vulnerability when asked to engage with questions outside their technical expertise. There is a professional culture in which admitting uncertainty about social impact can feel like a weakness. The second major insight from the roundtable is that AI is an inherently interdisciplinary field, and the ethics of AI require genuinely interdisciplinary collaboration, not consultation, but integration. The report is specific about what this means in practice. It means AI researchers need to work alongside experts in law, ethics, social science, and the specific domains where AI is being applied. Health AI needs clinicians. Financial AI needs economists and policy experts. AI systems that affect hiring need people who understand labor law and discrimination research. The report is also specific about a failure mode worth naming. It is not enough for an AI researcher to hand a dataset to an ethicist and ask them to sign off. Ethical issues in AI are not problems that ethicists solve for technologists. They are problems that require ongoing, joint engagement throughout the design and development process. The third insight is about who gets affected. The roundtable participants emphasized that AI researchers can gain important knowledge by actively engaging with the communities their research will affect, including, the report notes, the people who perform the often invisible labor of annotating training data. The individuals who label thousands of images, transcribe hours of audio, and tag millions of text samples are part of the AI pipeline. They are often from marginalized communities, often working in low-wage conditions, and their perspective on the data they handle is largely absent from the research process. Building genuine engagement with those communities, the group argues, is not just ethically correct. It is also scientifically useful. It surfaces limitations and biases in datasets that researchers might otherwise miss entirely. Now, what did the roundtable propose doing about all of this? The priorities section of the report is worth reading carefully because it is unusually concrete. The first recommendation is a reframe: focus on incentives, not just risks. The dominant mode in AI ethics communication is risk-based. Here are the harms your system might cause. Here are the people who might be hurt. Here are the legal liabilities you might face. The roundtable suggested that this framing, while important, is not sufficient on its own to motivate cultural change among researchers. People respond to what they find meaningful. If you give a graduate student genuine opportunities to think about how their research could advance healthcare or address climate change or reduce inequality, you create a very different motivational environment than if you frame ethical engagement purely as a compliance exercise. The proposal is to use case studies early in AI training, during graduate education, during onboarding in labs, to help researchers think through intended and unintended consequences before they are elbow deep in a deployment. The second set of recommendations involves specific structural changes to AI institutions and conferences. Several of these are already being implemented at the time of the report, and the group recommends scaling them. The first is embedding social scientists, ethicists, and legal experts directly inside AI research organizations, not as external consultants, but as permanent team members. The second is creating interdisciplinary mechanisms analogous to the institutional review boards, the structures that govern research involving human subjects in fields like medicine and psychology. Some AI institutes had already begun doing this, building ethics review processes for grant proposals and conference submissions. The report points to NeurIPS, one of the flagship AI research conferences, as having started requiring authors to write impact statements examining the potential consequences of their work. The third structural recommendation concerns education. The report advocates for mandatory ethics components in undergraduate and graduate AI and computer science programs. Not a single standalone ethics course that students take once and forget, but ethics woven throughout the technical curriculum. Harvard's embedded ethics program is cited as one example. Ethicists co-teach with computer scientists in technical courses, so that when students are learning about classification algorithms, they are simultaneously learning about the history of discriminatory classification in criminal justice, credit, and healthcare. The report acknowledges the organizational challenge here. Because each graduate student's work is primarily shaped by their individual advisor, any meaningful change in ethics education requires broad buy-in across faculty and probably requires departments and university administrations to provide dedicated funding and resources. There is a broader organizational framing running through all of these recommendations. The report proposes a simple four-part model for cultural change. First, a shared understanding of where the field is and where researchers collectively want it to go, and why that matters at the level of individual values, not just institutional policy. Second, visible role models for that change, senior researchers who are willing to say publicly that ethical engagement is part of their identity as scientists. Third, practical tools and training that allow researchers at every career stage to actually do something with their ethical commitments. And fourth, alignment of incentives, funding criteria, publication processes, hiring and promotion standards that reward ethical thinking rather than treating it as a distraction from real work. The roundtable participants who shaped this report are not obscure figures. They include Yashua Bengio, one of the three researchers who received the Turing Award for pioneering the deep learning techniques that underpin modern AI. They include Yann LeCun, the chief AI scientist at Meta. They include Joel Pinnow, who co-manages Facebook AI research and is an associate professor at McGill. They include researchers from Stanford, DeepMind, Mila, the Vector Institute, and universities across Canada and Europe. The fact that researchers at this level are talking seriously about cultural change in AI development is itself significant. These are not people who are skeptical of AI capability. These are people who have spent their careers advancing it and who are now saying directly, the field needs to change how it thinks about its responsibilities. For your course, this reading sits at the center of the policy, procedures, and processes conversation, because it argues that formal governance structures alone are insufficient. You can write an AI ethics policy for your organization, publish it on your website, and check every compliance box, and still have a research culture where no one actually thinks carefully about downstream harm before they ship. The CIFAR report is making the case that sustainable ethical AI requires changes to culture, incentives, education, and organizational structure. Rules matter. But rules get followed, ignored, or gamed depending on the culture that surrounds them. The most durable lesson from this reading may be the simplest one. You cannot bolt ethics onto a system after the fact, and you cannot bolt a culture of ethical thinking onto a research organization after the fact either. It has to be built in from the beginning. That is worth remembering as you work through the governance frameworks in the weeks ahead.